When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What up, Whiskey Ginger fans? If you want to see the Red Rocket live, I've only got 3 out-of-town dates left before I chill out for a while. This weekend, July 18, 19, 20, I'm going to be in Sacramento at the Punchline, baby. Come see me, Sactown in Northern California. Next week, 23, 24, 25, 26, I'm going to be in Montreal, Canada, at Just for Laughs. I'm going to be doing 2 shows at the Mainline Theater and then 1 live Whiskey Ginger podcast with Bobby Lee and Black Thought of the Roots. It's going to be fucking insane. And then the following week, August 1, 2, 3, I'll be in St. Louis at Helium, baby, under the arch in St. Louis. Come out and see me. Tickets at andrewsantino.com. Peep that shit. Come out, don't miss it. I'll be done for a while. Yup.
In here we pour whiskey.
You are that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Whiskey Ginger. My guest today is one of my favorite people on earth. I say that for all my guests, but I mean it once again. Today, it is John LaJoie. John.
Hello.
John, thank you so much for coming. Today, John and I are drinking McKenna, age 10 year baby, single barrel, bottled in bond bourbon whiskey from Kentucky, as they all should be. Let's taste it. Let's see how we like it.
Yum.
Let's see. Cheers. Little tiny kiss. You. Cheers. Yeah. Good to see you. Thank you.
That's nice.
You like it?
That's nice. With the whiskey, if I don't have like 4 to choose from and taste them, I don't fucking know.
You don't know the
I'm
difference.
I'm like, it tastes like whiskey.
It just tastes good.
But if there were another one, I'd go, oh, that one tastes not like that one.
Hmm.
That's the extent of my whiskey palate.
Well, here's the real trick. That's not even whiskey.
Oh, Jesus.
You're on Hidden Camera Show.
Ah.
It's called That's Not Whiskey. Come on out, you guys.
Oh, you got me. Come on.
John LaJoie is a comedian, actor, writer, performer, musician, savant, and shoemaker, oddly enough. People don't really know that you made shoes for 19 years of your life.
I made these.
Is it called? What's it called? It's called... it's a C word. What is it?
Cockshoes.
Cockshoes?
Yeah.
The word to making shoes is called cockshoes?
Yes. It's like being cocksure yourself, but then there was the whole phallic situation that I did not, I actually didn't notice.
Oh, is it because the shoes tend to be shaped like a penis?
No, I just called them that. I thought it would be catchy, but then everyone was like, once I incorporated and, you know, started branding, everyone brought up the penis thing. They were like, you know, cock like penis. And I
right.
was like,
fuck. Well, I went right for the penis thing because they look like a penis. I mean, even your shoe, the toe looks like the head of a penis.
It does look a little bit like a penis.
I like how we both smile at that. Look at how cute that is. And I'm wearing socks today because people on the internet comment every time I have my feet out that I put out foot porn on this podcast. Dude, I twiddle my fucking toes. And people are like, look at this guy's gross. Foot porn. I know.
Are you a guy, first of all?
I'm a guy.
I'm very excited about the short. So it's a wide shot. This is like a
They're
wide.
Seeing all of us. And I should mention, for those that aren't watching, because there's a lot of people that listen that don't watch it on YouTube.
Yes.
You should look for a second because this sign behind us, this is the debut of this sign. We used to have a smaller sign that was from my buddy Rick, which was the shit. This was made by another friend of mine, Noah Elias. I'll put his link in the description. It's fucking incredible. This is handmade, dude. It was handmade. Yeah. Half of it was done here in Oklahoma, baby. And then the other half was done in Spain. So he shipped it to a guy in Spain who knew how to finish this and put on these little additions to it and then shipped it back. And then he hand coated it and stuff like that. And they carved it out, lacquered it, and then... This motherfucker brought this to me, and I think it's one of the coolest things I've ever seen
beautiful.
In my life. Huh? It's pretty gorgeous.
Did they mail it?
They obviously shipped it from Spain, but he brought this from Oklahoma.
Those are some heavy shipping charges for this thing.
You know
what I'm saying?
No. This was smuggled.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't paid shipping charges in fucking 50 years.
Good for you.
Yeah, well, that's how I operate, dude. And so if you're not watching, you can check it out on YouTube. You should go look at his stuff. It's fucking incredible. I will link all that stuff. So this is the debut of the Whiskey Ginger sign. This is it forever.
And it's really beautiful. I'm really happy. It really is.
Thank you.
And I found out yesterday that there was a visual component to this. You asked me a few days ago, and I've been listening. I had listened to a bunch of the podcasts.
What's the worst one?
I don't think there are worse ones. I love you and Bobby Lee talking. That's my favorite thing. Is he Asian?
He's noodle. He's a little noodle.
Oh, okay.
Here's the problem with Asians, and more specifically Bobby Lee.
Go on.
Hard to like. Hard to want to get near. Hard to... Mm-hmm. They all kind of have a... Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say all of them, but mostly Bobby Lee.
Mostly.
He's got a little smell to him. Mm-hmm. They have little quick feet, you know. I don't know if I can trust him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He actually was on the league, and he played a character with Down syndrome. And
I know the story.
Yeah.
Tell it for people.
Well, I mean,
know.
I don't know if they're the story. I was going to make a joke that no one knew whether or not he actually was. You know, we were actually kind of like felt charitable because we're like, oh, they actually got. You know.
He said that when he went into wardrobe, that he was changing.
Really?
And someone came in and they were like, hey, Bobby, you know, they want you to just be yourself. And he's like, oh, but you know, it says Down syndrome. He's like, and they're like, well, yeah, we don't want you to like act. We want you to just be you. Like, don't put on a...
For real. Like, you're not joking.
100%. That. He's talked about it. Because he has a little, I guess he's got a little handicapped vibe to him. I don't know what it is that makes... He does seem a little handicapped in some way.
He is...
Mentally and physically.
One of the guys... Like, when we had some scenes together, he made me laugh. You... And I'm not just saying this because I'm here. Like, you make me laugh constantly. Very few people, like, do that in real life.
Yes.
And I'm not annoyed by it.
Right.
You know? You do that. You're one of the funniest people I know. But Bobby Lee as well...
He's remarkably talented.
And the sweetest guy in the world.
And I take back everything I said about Asians, by the way. I really do like Asian people, especially
Asian food.
No, please
say more about that and other races.
Down with the Koreans. No. Yes. Well, other races, I can't get it. Let me tell you something about Rwandans. No, but Bobby Lee is one of the best at what he does. I mean, his body alone is worth a laugh. I've said that to him a million times. I say, it looks like you ate bowling balls. It's remarkable. His fucking stomach has this weird bulbousy bulge in different parts of it.
But is he like 14 or 50? I can't ever tell.
Well,
I know
with those guys, they live
for
forever. You know that they drink whatever potion that little Koreans drink, and they live fucking 1,000 years. Isn't the oldest person in the world Korean now?
Probably.
Japanese, it used to be. And then, by the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, open up a YouTube page and look up oldest World War II veteran, and it's this old black dude. And it's one of my favorite things in the world. I do this all the time with my wife. I go, they go, what do you do during the day? He's like, I smoke a cigar. I have me some soup. I take me a drive. I smoke me another cigar. I have myself a beer. Maybe I have myself some more soup at night. And the woman was like, you really like soup? He's like, a lot of people don't like soup. I love me some soup. I don't know why the video kills me. So I walk around the house sometimes and she's like, what do you want for dinner? I'm like, I want me some soup. A lot of people don't like soup. I love soup.
And so that's the oldest. That's the whole thing about our obsession with eating well. This guy's smoking cigars, eating soup,
hanging
out. And he's like the oldest guy.
He was like 106. I think he finally died. But like, I love it when they ask these old people what their secrets are. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
I thought about this today. This is so funny because I had a pain in my chest when I was outside. And I was picking weeds. And I was like, what if I die picking weeds at my fucking house at 35 years old? You know how sad I'm going to be, like, that I'm trying to stay in shape and be healthy. Meanwhile, I was just in Kentucky. Some of the most remarkably unhealthy people I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
In my life. Mm-hmm. I asked a woman at the hotel, I said, what's good to eat around here? And she was like, oh, it's like a Popeyes, it's like an Arby's. I was like, but is there food or is that the only option?
Yeah.
She's like, what do you mean is that food? I was like, well, is that like just a regular diner, like a restaurant? And she's like, okay, fancy. She tried to make me feel bad about wanting like normal human fucking food.
Yeah, I was touring somewhere in the South years ago, and the only place where we figured, and this is not a story like to pretend that we got it, we went to Hooters for no another reason.
Love Hooters.
But a lot of stuff was closed. It was late at night, but we figured there was like Chili's, and that's the worst for you. Mm-hmm. But like Hooters, for some reason we thought Hooters, they'll have like a salad or something. And it was.
They'll have a salad at Hooters. You guys are here for the wings? Wings
but
and tits?
It was the only option. There was nothing else. Like, no, Subway would have been like the most LA healthy, crazy thing to eat.
Yeah, Subway is if you're a health nut in certain parts of the country. Like, what are you eating? So, what are you eating? Fucking Subway for every million?
A sandwich.
Trying to lose weight. You're like, lose weight. That bread has 9,000 calories in one fucking 6-inch. But Chili's is kind of the best of the worst. We used to eat there all the time in college. Chili's was one of my favorite restaurants in college. I ate that shit constantly because it's pure salt, pure butter. That's all it is, salt and butter on everything.
Well, this is the thing. I have so many friends who have children, and they're very careful with what goes in their kids' mouths. And then they ask me like, what I grew up on.
Interesting phrase, by the way.
Yes. Because
you can find John Lajoie on AmberAlert.com. He is always interested in what's going inside of your kid's mouth. Go ahead. People watch what they feed their kids now.
Yes, yes. Including grown men. You know, you got to also watch that.
Yeah, you can't. You can't have your kids.
You got to watch out for that.
Don't rape my kid. Hey, do not kiss his penis. Daniel, if you kiss his penis, you're in timeout this whole week. Sorry about that, Judy.
I lost what That's I was okay. saying. The pedophilia very often will scramble your thoughts.
It really will. You start thinking about the past. You said people are conscious of what they let their kids put in their mouth.
Yeah, and I grew up. I don't know. Well, you're saying you ate Chili's all the time
in college.
Yeah.
When I was a youth, I grew up in Chicago. You grew up in Canada.
Yeah.
And
what did you?
You
eat?
Have similar. You guys had similar diets that the Midwest has.
Yeah.
It's a lot of meat and potatoes and heavy starches and. When I was a kid, there wasn't tender fucking greens didn't exist. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Takaya, like salad places or super health conscious things like that, like, which I love, but they didn't fucking exist. So you ate meat and potatoes, sandwiches for lunch. I don't think anybody ate anything but a sandwich for lunch. Sandwiches are like what you literally eat for. What do you have? Is it like you have a fucking sub sandwich?
Yeah.
Or a hoagie.
We used to eat Hamburger Helper. You guys have that?
Oh, I loved Hamburger Helper.
It was the best.
With macaroni noodles?
Yeah.
It was the best fucking... It's like the most delicious shit on earth.
Turn that box sideways and read the ingredients list.
What is it, by the way?
Oh, it's nothing. It's
like
just
cow
like
toes and...
Cancer and death. But...
If they just wrote cancer on there, that'd be so funny. You're eating cancer, man, but it's $3.99. It'll feed fucking 15 people.
It will. I have 8 brothers and sisters, so all we had was Hamburger Helper. Once in a while, my mom would make like a spaghetti sauce,
ooh,
like real fancy. But to go to school, we would have the white bread, a slice of like really inexpensive ham, and then just like a dessert and a juice box which was all juice. And we're all alive.
Yeah, you're alive. Know?
We're all alive. Who's
is anybody in bad shape in your family?
No.
Because you tend to have, but you're a pretty thin guy. You've always been in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
But is that just genetics?
Well, I can get fat real fast.
Can you?
Yeah. It's a whole thing.
Do you want to play that? We play Let's Get Fat on this show. We bring in as much food.
I could do that.
I'll bring in a bin of cookies, see if you can finish it.
Well, then I'll, yeah. No,
then you'll do it and you'll get fat.
It will, yes, by the end of this, I will be at least 5 pounds heavier.
Like
I have to be very, very, I have to be careful, but I'm also like weirdly anxious human. So anything that goes into my body all of a sudden, now, I wasn't always like this.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like a bit of a weirdo. Like I'm sitting here going, if I like freak out and like have to vomit or
poop?
Not poop. Because that's always a challenge for me in life. That information, you need it.
You haven't pooped for like 10 years or something? John Lajoie hasn't pooped since 19.
It's just always a process. It's a whole fucking thing.
Pooping is? You just sit down and it goes.
Yeah.
Your body's supposed to take care of all
of
it.
I'm so envious of people
who have rabbit shits? The little ones that like...
Sometimes.
Yeah, you know what? That's because you're...
Dehydrated.
Yeah, dehydrated, but also because your stomach is reacting to your nervous system.
Yes, yes. So that's why I'm...
You're fueled with anxiety.
A very nervous person.
Cheers to anxiety, dude.
Cheers to anxiety.
Cheers to rabbit poops. There's somebody at home that's like, that happens to me too. I have rabbit poops like every Tuesday.
So you feel to me, and I may be just making assumptions here, when you travel or when you get, like, say you have to get up really early, fly somewhere, a lot of stress going, you'll just get up and, like, shit. Like, it'll be easy for you. You're like, you're not thinking, oh, fuck, I won't be able to shit today.
Well, here's what it really is. I have a really good, this interesting you say this. I used to just travel and then it'd be like 2 days would go by and I'd be so busy and discombobulated that I would actually remind myself, I go, you haven't pooped. You haven't pooped in 2 days because I've been so busy.
Huh.
And then I would sit down and just shit. It was almost like my body was like patiently being like, you tell us when, and then I would shit. Now I'm a guy that can wake up super early. I can get 4 hours of sleep and boom, I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm just kind of a freak. I don't really love sleep that much. My grandfather was the same way. My grandmother has severe FOMO. It's just like, I'll sleep at some point. Right. So what happens to me is I just run. And then when I crash, I get violently sick once every like 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. And I sleep for like 2 days straight, literally 2 or 3 days straight. Mm. So just compiling. People say, oh, that's bad for you, Andrew. And I say, I don't care.
Right.
I just don't care. It's how I like to live. Right. You know what I mean? People do way worse stuff. People smoke cigarettes for 50 fucking years. I like to not sleep that much. So in the morning, I get up. If I have to go somewhere early, I make sure I sit and chill, read, have a cup of coffee, and then poop before I leave. I'll make sure I make time. I'm not going to get up and be like, and then I have to run to the fucking plane or whatever. I always leave enough time.
Yeah, well, so so just to show you my reality, I envy that because I will do that as well. Mm-hmm. If I have a flight at 7 and I have to be at the airport or whatever, and I'm like, I'll get up in advance, it's 4 o'clock. Make sure coffee, make sure to eat some food.
That's
good. There's pressure. Have to poo.
Oh.
Or else it's going to be inside me all day. But then that pressure builds anxiety. And I'm like, nothing's happening. My body's like, fuck you. We're not shitting right now.
So you're going to the airport.
And then by the end of the, I land. And if I'm not in that place for like a good 2 days so that my system can relax, I'm not shitting for a week, bro. It's the worst.
1 week?
No. Maybe not a week. Maybe 4 days, and I'm like, I feel like garbage all the time. It's awful. And that's just one of the things that freaks me out.
Where does it go?
That's the scary part.
Do you think it's just like...
And I'm eating like normal.
You're not changing your diet.
I'm not eating less. It's just all going in there.
Do you work out?
Hanging out. Yeah, I try to. Yes.
So when you exercise, don't you feel it in your stomach? Like, I gotta shit, otherwise I'm gonna...
No,
I couldn't exercise with a full stomach.
Yes. You could sort of sometimes feel it, but like for me, it's just complete dissociation with the body is quite easy for me to do.
So, when did this start? How old were you?
Oh, probably like 6 months old.
Your mom's like...
Like, this world is scary and dangerous.
Like, he's a really great baby. We never have to change him. He shits once a month. It'd be so great, a baby with anxiety. It just never poops. It's fucking fantastic. It's the best baby we've ever raised.
Oh,
so
God.
Wait, let's review. Let's talk for a few seconds about how, so people can know.
Yes.
We met probably 7 years ago, maybe more, eight. I don't even know anymore.
I think it was more. When did you come out here?
I moved here in 2000, well, 6 to California, 7 to Los Angeles. And I believe I met you in 09 or 10, maybe a decade ago.
Yeah, that's about a decade.
I've known you. Yeah. And we met through a mutual friend who I love, Brandon Dermer.
Yes,
who Brandon. Shot my first special, who's like, I mean, one of the most creative, talented dudes. I've talked about him before, and I shouldn't give him that much praise because he is a piece of shit, truthfully.
He is. But he's super talented.
But he is really talented for a piece of shit.
Super talented.
And so we met, and I did a couple videos. If people don't know, you must look up. John had made videos many moons ago when you were still living in Canada.
Yeah, a lot of them I was still living in.
Right,
Canada,
Show Me Your Genitals, were you here yet or no?
That was Canada.
Everyday Normal Guy was all that stuff.
It was like about a decade ago.
So you need to look up all these videos. And through this, I met John. We did a couple videos together. It was really fucking fun. One where we had sex. You should see that one. That's very fun. We had
that one I watched recently. I went to see you do. I'd never leave the house, by the way.
Yeah.
And so we went out to see stand-up at the Improv, and you were performing.
It was
great. And I saw you, and I was like, oh, shit. Santino, right. We did that thing. We did a couple things. And then I looked it up. It made me laugh.
Did it really? Yeah, I want to watch. Yeah. I should watch it again.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff is like, maybe it's time sensitive. If I'm like,
oh, nothing of mine makes me laugh anymore.
Nothing
that actually made me laugh.
Well, I want to watch it again. I need to rewatch it. And then, this is a crazy story to give to the audience. When I was still working my day job, my company had worked with you. Little do you know, I think I've told you this before. Oh. My last day job before I quit. Was doing visas, getting people that are in bands or entertainers in and out of the United States.
Oh.
You had to come in from Canada and you had some kind of bullshit happen, but you needed to use this company to come in.
Wow. Oh, you worked at that company.
I worked at that company. I'm not going to talk about it. I don't want to plug their fucking name. But it was weird because like we had never met. I had kind of heard of you a little bit. You were gaining a lot of traction and I was like, oh, this guy's very funny. And then oddly enough, there was no connection through that company. I didn't work with you. You worked with someone that was in the office who was like, oh, this guy's really funny. Maybe you know him. I was like, oh, no, I don't know that guy because I was fresh in comedy. And then years later, we ended up meeting a couple years later, which is even super weird, totally organic, on accident. Isn't that strange?
Yeah, that is really weird.
Yeah, you worked with one of the girls there, and I remember being like, oh, yeah, I saw that guy's video. He is very funny.
Mm.
And thereafter, you went and shot FX's The League, which I think is one of the best shows FX has ever put out. I mean, truthfully, it was so funny. There's so many good people on that show. You, Nish Kroll, Nick Kroll, who people know, he's had a pretty storied career. He's done very well for himself. For a guy that's so stupid and ugly and fat, I cannot believe he's done so well. No, Nick Kroll is the shit. Ren Azizi was on there. Duplass.
Yep.
Katie
Duplass.
Paul Scheer.
Jason Mantzoukas. Like, it was crazy.
It was kind of like an all-star team of comedians on that show.
Oh, absolutely.
And you guys did it for
7 years.
7 years? I thought it was going to say six or seven.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jackie Schaefer ran the show.
And your name on the show was Burrito.
Burrito.
Originally,
I get a taco once. Not taco is the actual character's name, but I get Nacho. People say, Nacho!
Nacho!
Close.
What do you say? Hi. Do you still say hi?
I don't correct them. Ah, hey, cool.
It's Taco, you piece of shit. You want to take a picture? Get over here.
I get, dude, Always Sunny, man. That's my favorite show. I'm like, cool. Yeah, it's a good show.
That's funny. Do you get annoyed when somebody asks you why don't they bring the show back? Did they say, do you ever have that?
No.
I've been on enough canceled stuff where people go, dude, why don't they bring that show back?
They think it's your
joke. I go, you want me to fucking call ABC? Yeah. You want me to call them up and go, dude, Mark from Temecula says we should bring the show back.
Yeah, because he'd watch it.
He'd watch it.
I would watch that again. You would? Okay.
Fuck. Well, I guess we
should ask other people.
I guess we got to go get all those old executives that got fired for making my bullshit TV show. But so,
It was such a beautiful, amazing time. And we were just, the thing about it was, and I realized every time a season would wrap, I kind of get a little sad and depressed. I missed everyone, but it was a lot of it was, oh shit, we just laugh like crazy all day long.
All day.
And I'm not doing that alone in my apartment. So hence the sadness.
That's so sad. That is so bad. You're like, this is the most fun moment I've ever had in my life. And then you get home and it's just a mattress on the floor, a microwave, an old TV.
Why is this not fun like when I'm over there?
Yeah, I want to go back there.
I want to go back there.
But you found some solace in your life as you've grown now. Now you're much more balanced of a man.
Oh, I was a mess.
You were a mess then, huh?
That entire
But that's
decade.
Hard, right? You moved to the United States. You did the show pretty quickly moving here, right? You moved here and almost immediately afterwards you did the show.
Yeah, it was probably a year or two or something like that.
I'm making it sound like the United States. The land far, far away from you. You cross 17 rivers.
I mean,
40 hills. Canada's not that far.
Montreal is, though.
Montreal is another part of the world, I guess.
Yes. It was weird. It was weird,
It was strange for you culturally? Was it uncomfortable?
I mean, now it's probably more weird.
More weird than when you first arrived?
I just mean the currently this place. Is
you're talking about Donald
weirdo.
Trump?
I'm not going to talk about it, but enough people talk about
it. Enough people talk about it. I am wearing, by the way, a George Bush conspiracy theory shirt for people that don't know. He's riding a shark. There is a 9/11 plane in the top corner. He's shooting guns. It's the best. This is the...
He was president when I moved
oh,
here.
Oh, that's right.
He was president.
Take one wild guess where I bought this shirt. Go ahead. Come on, baby. You got it. It's in there somewhere.
Like 911truth.org?
It was at a location. No, a physical location. I walked into a physical location and bought it.
Oh, definitely somewhere here in the valley with super funny, smart, funny
You're not off. You're not off. It was on the way to Mammoth up north. I stopped in a little town called Big Pine. Lone Pine.
Yes.
And this was at like a gas station beef jerky outlet.
That was at a gas station.
It was a beef jerky / gas station. So beef jerky was the biggest sign, more than gas. I think they wanted to sell beef jerky more than gas. But I bought this there and I thought, this is the grid. And it's tie-dye. It's like a blue tie-dye. Somebody put all the effort into going, not only do I want a tie-dye shirt, I want to make a George Bush conspiracy shark riding shirt.
They were selling so pretty many, tight. They were like, you know what? We should get those at the gas station because this, this product is flying off the shelves.
Also, this is just a guy. It's a company in Japan, I'm sure, that has no idea what any of this means, but that it tested really well. Right. You know, when they put it out to the market, people were like, yes. And they were like, make more. We have no idea what that means, but make more. Wait, I want to ask you a few Canadian questions.
Sure. I mean, I'm the worst. I haven't been in Canada for 10 years, and I'm pretty...
Now, but growing up in Canada...
Yeah, yeah.
Did you really like poutine?
Yeah, I loved it.
See...
I'm French-Canadian. In the rest...
That's right, you're
different. English-speaking Canadian world, many of them don't know what poutine is.
Okay, so people that don't know...
Québécois.
Québécois. Québécois.
Oui. Nous,
on mange la poutine. So explain what that is. Explain what poutine is.
I don't know why this is so weird to people. It is French fries with... usually like the curd cheese.
Cheese curds, yeah.
Cheese curds and gravy.
Don't know why that's weird? It's just odd.
But you put gravy on potatoes, fries are potatoes, and everyone likes cheese.
Yeah, but cheese curds? Because
they're
little nuggets.
Maybe they're more common up there.
That's what I mean. Like everything. That's why it's weird to us. What's the weirdest American dish that you're like, these guys like this bullshit?
I mean, anything that's...
See? See, motherfucker? Huh? You see, you foreign... You know what, dude? Get out of my country.
Yeah, okay.
You go back to where you came from.
Sounds familiar.
No, we need you around. We actually do need you. Please, don't leave.
I don't know. I don't know if you need me,
You don't think we need you? You don't think you enlighten this community?
I wish I did. I don't... I'm starting to lose hope, so I'm trying to not... I'm like, I don't know. Maybe.
Well, look at this. You've transitioned. The thing I'm very interested in talking to you about, amongst many things, is you've always made music. You always did comedy. And now you've made a lot of music that is, for no other term that I can categorize because I'm ignorant, is it's not comedy music. It's just music.
Sure.
It's wonderful. It is wonderful. I know it's going to make you uncomfortable, man. You have some phenomenal shit.
Well, that
I would highly suggest people go look up Wolfie's Just Fine. I'm saying that right?
Wolfie's Just Fine. Yes, thank you.
Honestly, man,
that's very nice.
Because I think, and this may be hard to talk about for you, but I don't really give a fuck. You're in my house, but I think I think it must be hard to be somebody that does what we do and also show a side that's like not comedy. Because sometimes people are like, "Aren't you a comedy guy?" You're right. Like, yeah, but I also want to explore other parts of my personality.
Right.
And
right.
It must be frustrating. Sometimes.
In here, we pour whiskey.
This episode of Whiskey Ginger is supported in part by BarkBox, the dog-crazy, dog-obsessed company that celebrates the special connect you got with your pooch. I got a dog. I love her to death. The Cubster is the best dog in the world. I'm sure you love your dog just as much, but you want to keep your dogs safe and healthy. Here's the way to do it. Ordering BarkBox is the best way to do it, man. High quality products. Every single month, BarkBox sends the best all natural stuff to your door. Treats and chews and toys. They're all made in-house, like t-shirt robes and spiky balls and all sorts of stuff to keep your dog occupied while you're getting your freak on with your girl or your dude, whatever you got to do. It is the best, man. All their stuff is grain-free, no soy, no wheat, no gluten, no corn in case you're an LA dog. The meat is sourced in the US of A, and it's good stuff, dude. You want more toys, you can upgrade to the Extra Toy Club. It's incredible to fill your dog's heart with love and to keep him or her super occupied. BarkBox is the way to go, my friend. For a free extra month of BarkBox, visit BarkBox.com/Santino. That's my name, BarkBox.com/Santino. When you subscribe for a 6 or 12 month plan, you get yourself an extra free month on me. For all the pooch lovers out there, it's totally worth it. I promise you, you will love it.
In here, we pour whiskey.
A little bit, but I also, I got it. Before I decided to start recording some like non-comedic music, I was like so cool with if people were going to be like, dude, I'm not into this. Or this
right.
Is like I knew it would be weird. It was weird for me, and I'm also like, yeah, and people know me as Taco and the Show Me Your Genitals guy. I'm not expecting you guys to all of a sudden be like, ooh, I like this pretty music. My biggest fear was being the actor guy with a band. And like, I'm like, oh, actor guy with a band.
That bothers you?
Oh, my God.
Steve Martin, he just played the fucking Greek last night. Does that bother you?
But is he playing it because people really love his banjo music?
I like you, dude. I've always really liked you. I thought about that.
Yeah, he's one of the best banjo players in the world.
Is he?
He's incredible.
I'm sure the Banjo Association.
But I don't know if you can fill the Hollywood Bowl or the Greek.
The Greek, yeah.
The Greek.
With a banjo player?
Banjo music.
You don't know Banjo Bill? He's one of the most famous.
I don't know.
Out of Oklahoma. Bill. You don't know Banjo Bill?
I don't know Banjo Bill.
Not a real person, but no, nobody plays the banjo. What a joke. I don't know. Yeah. If somebody was like,
So that's like your biggest fear, and not even like the biggest fear. I understand that that's going to be a reaction.
Sure.
And in the end, the reason why I called it Wolf is Just Fine, aside from it being a Terminator 2 reference, which is the best movie ever made.
Of all time. Which all is time. That reference in the music video, by the way, right?
Yes. There's some T2 stuff in there. I was just, that's why I called it that. I didn't necessarily want to be like, hey, the guy who did Taco and the Everyday Normal guy, he's got a band now. I didn't want to do that. So sure. I kind of wanted to be like, hey, I didn't want to be in the music videos. I was just like, hey, let's put this music out over here. And if people actually, the best possible reaction would be, oh, I like this music, or hey, this is cool, and oh, it's that guy. Oh,
worst possible reaction would be,
this isn't Show Me Your Genitals,
which happens, I'm sure, a lot.
Which happens all the time, and I completely understand it.
Sure,
yeah.
But did you independently put out the record by yourself?
Yeah.
No,
because I didn't want to tour. This is a whole thing. Like, I didn't want to tour as a musician. Touring as a comedian, it just wasn't the life that I. I'm a homebody. I being out in the world is very stressful for me. So I was like, I want to make music. That's the point,
right?
I want to record it and with some good people, and that's what I wanted to do. And I wanted to shoot music videos that told stories and that. And so I did. That's basically what I did. And I put it out in the world. I'm like, great job done.
Right.
Reproducing it live. Maybe someday, but
Don't have any touring dates though.
No, and that's why any record labels were interested in, but I kept telling them I wasn't going to tour, and they're like, "Fuck you."
Well, then you don't.
Like,
there's no
what's
money.
The point? We're not going to make any money. So anyway, that was like a. Is there anything that you say like another side of you or something where you're like, I really want to do this thing, but I don't know because I'm Andrew Santino and doing all this stuff currently, or like, is there anything?
Dude, I've been asked that before. No, I genuinely know. That's actually kind of sad. I don't know what I would do.
Great.
No, this is the only thing I've ever. No, it's kind of scary. Because I know if this falls through, like if all this stuff, if these people are like, fuck this guy, I don't want to listen to him anymore. He sucks. If all this shit goes down, I have no idea. I have literally no idea what I'm going to do. I don't, this is the only thing I've ever liked. I've only liked making people laugh, having fun, entertaining, being part of this world of comedy. It's the only thing I've ever cared about.
But I feel like that's what leads to
mediocrity like me. Are you saying I'm not a good comic? Fuck you, John, piece of shit. No, I don't have another piece of me that you have something. You have something that I get jealous of. Oh, here. I posted the other day. Music to me, I tweeted it one time. Music is the closest, whether or not, I'm doing too much prefacing right now. I don't care what you believe in. Music to me is the closest we'll get to God. Whatever that means. I don't even care if you believe in God. Whatever the thing is that's untangible, that's unexplainable, whatever that is universally that you believe in, whatever it is, music to me is the closest. There's been moments of my life where I've been driving in my car and I was like, when you know when you're into a song so much that you're like, I could fucking crash this car, I feel so good. You know what I mean? That you're like, oh, yeah. I want to fucking...
100%.
So to me, I get jealous of people that are highly musically inclined because I always loved music, but I knew I could never do it. So it to me, it's a jealousy form. Like to me, it's like, oh, I fucking would kill to have something else like that. But I don't really, I don't have another thing that I would be good enough to try, you know?
Right.
Sports. Right. I was good at sports when I was young, but that's an activity. I couldn't go do that. That couldn't be something I could make money off of, you know?
You could have at some point.
Not me. No way.
Okay.
I'm white. I'm 6'1". It's not going to happen.
Right.
They even said that. That's literally what a college letter said back to me. You're white and you're 6'1".
Male.
Pass.
The world, the doors are closed.
It's closing, pal. Jump off a fucking cliff. You got any cliffs near your house? Jump off those. Your vertical was great. Jump off a cliff. Let's see how high you get off that. No, but
that,
I
envy that because the problem that I have, one of them, is that I don't identify... I did comedy for a very long time, and I still do, but I'm not. I don't think that I'm a comedian at all.
You don't say comedian?
I say it just because that's like some work that I've done, and yes, part of me is a comedian. Yes, but as you can tell, I'm like I have to work. Like even sitting here with you, you're just funny. You're just funny. And it's not like you're trying. You're just a funny fucking guy, and you do comedy all the time, and that's your world. And I sit here, and I'm like, can I just give me a minute? I'm gonna go write some funny responses. Like it's hard. It takes work for me to be funny, and not that that's a problem. I think a lot of funny people are that way.
Totally,
they're more the writers, and I have that. Where like even on the league, for example, like all those dudes and Katie. So I don't want to just say dudes because
chicks can be dudes.
Yes, and she was one of the dudes. But everyone's like improvising. Everyone's real fast. I'm the guy who will do a take, and I'll go, okay, he said that. He said that. He said that. Cut. They're gonna fuck everything. And I'll go stand on the side and go. He'll say that. He'll say. Oh, I could say this. Okay, all right. And I'll go back in the next take. I'll like have a bunch of jokes. But it takes a beat.
Right. But that's just as creative.
Sure.
You like to construct something before you put it out.
Yes, and my natural state in life is, you probably can tell by this, is I'm pretty boring. Like I'm not super.
I'm glad I had you on the podcast. Line
well,
up
when
the
you
boring
asked
guests,
me, I was
baby.
Like, I don't know if you want me to just like.
Here's
sit
why.
Here.
Here's why I wanted you on. I'm fascinated with you because of these things that you find boring. People don't find that boring. You were able to transform into a character on that show that really isn't you. I know you. People don't know that's not you, literally at all. That's not you. That character on that show is not you.
Right.
It's kind of the polar opposite of you. It's actually kind of the antithesis of who you are.
There's some overlap.
Really?
It's definitely some overlap.
He was really stupid.
Oh, so this is what I've discovered in my. And
you think
I can hear myself talking right now. To my credit, I sound dumber than I am, but I'm way less smart than I think I am.
That's so good.
I'm like, I know I'm a but, like, I listen to myself talk. I'm going to maybe listen to a minute of this and go, I sound so fucking stupid.
You do.
Yes.
You're a dumb guy.
And
you sound like a moron. But
I know that internally, I'm way more smarter than I. It takes probably 2 seconds for the right words to hit my mouth. And when people speak, there's no natural 2 seconds for right. that to happen. So I'm basically saying thought, words, these are the wrong words. What's the right word? Man, I can't find the right word. What am I saying? Ah.
And then it comes out.
That's every sentence.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not great.
What a miserable way to live. You're like someone with a brain injury. Did you get hit with stuff as a kid?
Well, hence Taco. They were like, this guy can do that.
Yeah, but you...
like, but do you want to do anything else?
It's
anything
because your different? Nature is very slow. I think it's because like your
it's very slow.
Your nature is slow.
It really frustrates. It frustrates my wife. She's like, I knew what you were trying to say when you opened your mouth. I don't have to wait 45 seconds she for gets this annoyed. Sentence yeah. to end.
Maybe I should marry your wife. This sounds like a perfect pair. Because I need great. To be more lightning. I need someone more lightning too.
Yeah.
She's more slow and balanced and more thoughtful. And I'm more quick and like, I get it done. And you know, yesterday, like a fucking real piece of shit, I yelled at her. We're walking down the street and I said, you know, my goddamn dog always eats anything, dude, everything. And she loves eating sticks. She's a stick dog.
Yeah.
And she loves big sticks that don't fit her. And we walk down the street and everybody's like, oh my God, a stick. Yeah. It's so cute. I'm like, they're dogs, dude. They fucking do. That's literally what they do. And so she picks up sticks, but she bites them and eats them.
Yeah.
And when she eats them.
Does she swallow?
Sometimes. It's bad for the insides. Yeah. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So.
But she doesn't know that.
The dog is an idiot. Learn your lesson when you bleed, when you poop. So I yell, you know, she's still got stuff in her mouth, little parts of the. And she says, and she goes, no, it's okay. No, she doesn't. I took it out. And I said, I see it. And then she saw it. And then she goes, you know, your fucking attitude. And I know I'm being an asshole. Uh-huh. But I don't know how else to communicate that.
Right.
I don't have that.
You
thing
have
that,
the you don't have, everything's quick and your patient is very,
my patience level doesn't exist.
Thin. Yeah.
Doesn't exist. Where was I waiting when you showed up at the driveway?
Yeah, you were outside.
Outside.
Yeah.
That's not because like you're right on time. I'm just like, make sure he's here. I want to make sure he's going to get
peeing,
here.
But you were peeing, so I was like, he just had to pee.
I pee in my yard. I have to pee in my yard. Yeah. You think I'm going to use these toilets? They're brand new. They're from Japan.
This is true.
I have to water those flowers somehow.
Yeah.
Did you like the flowers outside of my house?
I did.
I didn't plant them.
Oh, wow.
I got that kind of money.
Okay. Jesus.
I paid my wife to do it. Oh, God damn. I said, get the fuck outside. Get out of the kitchen for once. Let me cook and you go plant flowers like a real woman.
Mm.
I put on an apron and I cooked. Nice. I can't cook. What am I? This is like a bad joke. I cooked stir fry for lunch. You know how sad that was? I ate fucking frozen rice for lunch. That's what I had.
Wait. So did you make a stir fry or you?
No, you know, stir fry vegetables from Trader Joe's.
Oh, got it.
Such a fucking.
Wait. They come with the rice?
Yeah.
That's funny.
You never had this?
No.
Yeah. Frozen section.
You make rice. It's so easy to make.
Stir fried rice. Yeah, but it's this frozen stir fried rice with veggies and.
So what do? You just thaw it out in the microwave?
By now, we don't even have a microwave. How funny is that?
No, that's a California thing.
I don't believe in microwaves.
No, neither do we.
Yeah, I don't believe in that thing. So
everyone at home is like, what the fuck? What?
I don't like nukes. I don't need to nuke it. So I threw it on the stovetop and I sat there listening to old voicemails that I have the backlog because I just never check my voicemails and I was just killing time and I was watching myself from 10,000 feet cooking rice and I got real sad. I was like, why didn't you go get a meal?
Yeah. So what I've noticed, you said you were listening to voicemails. I feel sometimes I record a lot. I work alone a lot. This sounds all very sad.
This is a sad podcast.
I'll go eat and I'll like listen to a podcast and listen to people talking very often while I eat. And there's always that moment where I'm sitting there eating alone, not talking, listening to other people talk who are not anywhere near me. Yeah. And in the past, and I go, oh, this is real sad. But I'm so compelled by this conversation. I'm going to keep going because I'm not going to not listen to it. I'm not going to just sit here and
that's people
be alone
doing right
and
now.
Sad.
They're doing that right now to this.
Yeah.
And isn't that nice? And for those of you listening, we really do appreciate you listening.
We do.
And I hope you're enjoying your Chipotle extra guac burrito. What do you eat? What do I eat? Yeah. What's your go-to food? What's John's favorite food? It's John's birthday.
So boring, dude. So boring. Eggs, vegetables, avocado, canned. Canned sockeye salmon. Wild sockeye salmon.
Canned salmon?
Canned salmon is almost a daily thing for me. Because you don't have to cook it. You just throw it into something.
Canned salmon is so fun. Dude, you have money. You did pretty well for yourself in this business. And you're eating canned salmon?
they're expensive.
Can
cans.
I loan you some money?
Those cans, by the way, if they're not on sale, are like $7.99 a can.
Why don't you just go get regular? Why don't you just go get a cut of fish then?
Well, because then you have to use it like immediately. I hate buying shit that'll go bad in like a day or two.
Okay, I get that. Yeah,
and fish is like that. And so this, I'm boring myself as I, the words.
I see you writing a song eating canned salmon while listening to a podcast, and I would kill myself if I saw you do that. I'd be like, that's it. I'm going to kill myself for him because this is fucking terrible.
And I do it often, too.
That's like every that's like every day.
Well, just to like, so part of what I do now is, so since the league ended, I consciously was like, I want to record some music and do Wolf is Just Fine. And by the way, Wolf is Just Fine kind of, the name came late. I just recorded an album and eventually I was like, I need to call this something. And then I realized how annoying every band name is. Because mm-hmm. you make music and you're like, I have to call it something.
Yeah.
And you realize how visual a band name is, and it really does supposed to reflect the music. And you're like, what the fuck do I couldn't call it me because I'd put that out. And then
John LeJoie would sound very pretentious.
It would, especially for like a comedian or something. Yeah, it's a little.
So what? Like, tell me what the influences were. Like, what bands were you like? That's a good name. What bands have a good name to you?
Oh man, it's hard. I know the ones that are really bad to me.
Like, give me the bad ones then.
Bad Religion. You're like, usually religion is like a good thing. We're a bad religion.
We're bad boys. Put an upside down cross on a t-shirt. I mean,
but this is the thing about band, U2, like it's a dumb name, but they, once the band becomes something and you're used to the association, you're like, oh yeah, that's it. But if your buddy Todd was like, I just started a band with some people, and you're like, what's the name? And you're like, he was like Metallica. You could be like, fuck you, Todd.
Yeah, fuck you, Todd.
Fuck you, Ted. You're Todd, dick, your Ted. Band Metallica. Piece of shit.
You'll never make it. Ever. You and this James Hetfield guy can fuck right off.
Fuck you.
Lars.
But anyway, so I eventually was like, I don't know, that I like Terminator 2 and Wolf is Just Fine was fun to me. And everyone around me was like, you can't call your band.
Oh, people didn't like that.
I was
that.
Like, no, you don't understand. No one's going to care about this project. It's not like going to be, I was like.
But
no,
people do care.
Well, a few people care, and I really do appreciate anyone listening to the music. That is very kind.
Everybody right now, go on YouTube, go Wolfie's Just Fine, and I want you to comment, I do care. So everyone, please comment, I do care. Let's see how many I do cares we can get to John to make him feel really uncomfortable as he eats his sockeye salmon when he listens to this on a fucking Thursday
I'll
or Friday
crying.
Next week.
I'll say, I am not alone in this world.
You are not alone. No, I get that it is I had a band. Everyone had a band in high school. I played drums.
Oh shit!
And we tried to name the band.
You still play drums?
No.
Okay. What was the name? What was the name of the band?
That's what I was gonna say. We never got a name because we couldn't decide on one, and we just were so angry at each other. We broke up probably like a month later. But no, I don't play drums anymore because I had an apartment for so long. Can't be that guy. And I never liked electronic drums. The sound was just fake.
Yeah, it's awful.
And you want real drums, but like. That takes a lot to have a drum set in your house. Like in the Midwest, we have basements.
Uh-huh.
You can put basements. But out here, it's like, what am I going to put it in our guest room and then have like a loud drum?
You have to do the whole soundproof thing. That's
so annoying.
And it's never, for drums, it never works.
No, so I don't have drums because of that reason, but I do want to buy. Do you know what a hang drum is?
No.
Oh, okay. People that are listening, I highly suggest you go look up what a hang drum is because I'm obsessed with this. This couldn't be more hippie to me, and I fucking hate hippie shit. I hate fucking Birkenstocks. I don't like puka shell shit. I hate Jimmy Buffett. I associate him with that because but he's like folk hippie nonsense. He's bullshit. He's like drunk uncle like.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Like Kenny Loggins might be more.
Fuck them all. Fuck them all to me. Yeah. I don't like lava lamps. I don't like patchouli. I don't like the idea that people like. I'm sorry that women don't shave their armpits. It's like I wish I could shave my armpits culturally. If I could do that, I'd feel more comfortable.
Give me one hippie thing that you like.
Pot.
Okay, there
that's
you
the
go.
Only thing I've ever liked that hippies do. I love that shit.
Great,
but I don't.
Are
like,
you able to smoke? Like, say we smoked. Say we were to smoke a joint.
We could do it right now if you'd like.
No. I will lose my mind.
Well, then let's definitely do it. I want to see you lose your fucking
Joe
mind.
Joe Rogan's podcast like years ago, and they were all smoking.
Yeah,
and he really he was fine with me not smoking. But I had to tell him, I was like, no, you don't understand. I will be silent for about 4 minutes and I will be thinking every word that comes out of my mouth is going into a microphone, and I'm here with Joe Rogan and at the time Brian Redband, and I'm going to get up and I'm going to leave.
Yeah. People have done that, by the way. They needed to up. Well, people got too high on like Joey Diaz's podcast. They just need to walk away for a minute.
Yeah.
But every time I go to on Rogan's, we like to get high, but I got a little bit high and a little bit of whiskey, but I don't need, if I get like, I can't do what like Diaz and those guys do where they like 500 milligrams or 1,000 milligrams of pot, like edibles. I would run away. I would sell my house. Like I would lose it if I had that much fucking pot in my body.
But you can do a little bit. You can do
a little bit. Hold on. I want you to listen to what hang drums sound like real fast. So this is what they look like. You see those two guys? Look at that. They sit on your lap. You see that? Isn't that wild?
Oh, wow.
Listen to this.
Oh.
That's very pretty, right?
That's really beautiful. And it's... Sounds like Radiohead. Is it Radiohead?
No, it's not.
Well, look at what is it saying on the screen.
It's their own song.
Oh. Fucking ripping off Radiohead, hang drum band.
Yeah, you know, now that I think about it, fuck these guys.
No, that's beautiful.
Very pretty. Look up a hang drum. But anyway, it's very odd. It like sits in between your lap like that. It looks like a little spaceship.
And
it looks like a UFO.
Like it's in a particular key, and you buy them in those keys, assuming.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's rad.
It says music, and it said in there, relaxation music for yoga, hang drum. I just don't like hippie shit. It bothers me to a degree I can't explain. White people with dreadlocks, I've said this before. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's appropriation of fucking culture, and it bothers me so much. As a non-black person, I want to kill every white person with dreadlocks. Mm-hmm. And John doesn't stand by that. This is just me saying that. Fuck people with dreadlocks that are white. Cut it out. Cut that shit off. Cut it out right now. Okay? Do we appropriate black culture in a million other ways? Sure. The dreadlocks is where I cut it off. Does your wife have dreadlocks? I feel like I have a scene from Pulp Fiction where he's like, I like the bitch with the shit all over her face. He's like, that's my wife. Please tell me your wife doesn't have dreadlocks.
She will not have dreadlocks from today on.
Fuck.
But, yeah, she definitely rocks dreadlocks.
Does your wife have dreadlocks? You know how awesome that would be?
Imagine.
Oh, I would love it.
No.
I see you delete my number out of your phone. You don't have to have an opinion about it because I know you're more of a political guy than I am. I get that you would have to be a little bit more careful.
This is the thing about the reason why I have a hard time. I hate the word identifying because now that you know means something else. But I identifying as a comedian because comedians, you sort of have to be innately opinionated about shit. I'm sort of like the boring guy who will listen to everyone's opinion and go, huh,
interesting.
Okay, I wonder which one. What do I think?
What do I agree with?
A little bit of that. A little bit of that. A little bit of that. I'm here all week, folks. You know, like. So I'm able to like write jokes again.
Yes.
But like if I can't stand up there like you or like a Bill Burr who's like, fucking towels. Can you believe fucking towels?
Well, that inherently is writing a joke about a towel. But we just have such a stance. I have just an honest stance that I stick to. And sometimes it's for better or worse, right? Like, I'll make a point about something, like, I know it's a losing... Why am I making fun of people with dreadlocks? Because I genuinely don't like them.
Sure.
But I don't need...
It's rooted in truth.
But I don't need to do that. That's mean. Why would I make fun... There's probably a couple fans out there that have that.
Yeah, well, see, this is the problem.
And I hope they don't come to my fucking show, you piece of... No. I want you to... Of course I want you to come. I just like to... I have to make fun of things, otherwise... Otherwise, I think we're gonna burn in sadness and in...
Yes.
In blankness if we don't tease things.
Right. No, and I think that's the whole thing. And right now, especially, you're like, well, if we're laughing at shit, you know, we're... The problem is
What did you just say? Did you hear John Legend? He just goes, the problem is the Jews. And that is so fucked up that you said that. Into the mic. No, the problem
is
that...
It's a problem. No, I
Do you want a little bit more
I'll
of this?
I'll have a little more.
Yeah, you might as well. Just a little. Ooh. No, the problem is, and there is no problem. You know when people are like, there was this rhetoric that was getting kicked around where it was like, what can you say and what can't you say? It's like, you can say whatever the fuck you want. Just be aware that there will be repercussions. Go ask Roseanne. You can say whatever you want. You can make any joke. I'm not afraid of any joke that I make, because if you're intelligent, you know that I'm kidding. Like, if I make a dumb joke, like I said, oh, John just said the Jews are the problem. Clearly, I'm kidding.
I said that. Clearly, I said
that. You did say that.
Yes.
And if people don't know that we're kidding, then I'm okay with losing them as people.
Yes. I felt that way when I was out there touring in the world as a comedian. I felt like I could say anything, and that was so fun because...
You can.
I was assuming that people knew that I was a nice guy and how I was presenting. Well, you know, I was, you know...
A fake nice guy, but go ahead.
Yeah, fake nice guy.
Yeah.
Pretty good fake nice guy. And then you could say anything because clearly we're like... And that's the fun thing about our lives are kind of boring, and you can't say shit at work and you can't say shit with your family, and you're always watching what everyone is saying, and everyone's kind of walking on eggshells all the time. Mm-hmm. And then you go see the funny man with the stick and he says all the crazy shit, and that's the point. And then it's a release. And but now
the climate is heavier.
And I'm not saying that's it's bad. Like, again, I have no opinion about anything. I can listen to someone go like, fuck, I want to be able to say like free speech, all this shit. And I'm like, yeah, that's a good point. And then someone can say, no, but if you do that, then all this stuff, and then we don't really want this ideology. And I'm like, that's a good point. But, you know, there's just both.
Both worlds can exist.
And you're like, that's not funny.
It's not funny anymore.
It's not interesting.
Right. That's right. That's true.
It's not interesting.
Both worlds can exist, but we have to be somewhere out there. Like, people can be balanced, which I believe most people should be as far as their political opinions about what's happening. But I do think we're the only ones that have to be out there a little bit on our own island, thinking something uniquely different.
Yep.
A spin that's not common. Because if it was common, there's nothing interesting about agreeing with everybody all the time on either side. Mm-hmm. It's not fun to be like staunchly a conservative, and it's not fun to be staunchly a liberal, because... I just don't think you should be every way one way about everything. When you look at it from like a very like a micro perspective, right? Like, there are certain things in my daily life that I really enjoy that would be considered like kind of conservative lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And then on the opposite side of that, very liberal thought, thinking in the way that I associate and whom I associate with, right? Mm-hmm. So I am a little bit of everything. I'll decide when I get there. That's how I feel. Like, we'll figure it out when we get there.
I feel like we've gotten to a weird place where we're kind of doing this weird thing where you're saying, like, some people are firemen or fire people, and their life is to put out fires, and then there are plumbers, and then the firemen, fire people, are like, fucking plumbers are stupid. Mm-hmm. No, plumbers should be firemen or fire people. And then the plumbers are like, firemen, that's fucking bullshit. Plumbers, you should be a plumber. And you're like, well, no, that's not just, those two things are supposed to coexist. You're supposed to both be doing those things. The forces of progress and the forces of conservatism are supposed to work together.
Right.
We shouldn't get rid of...
Either. And they both have a pension, so what the fuck are they worried about? These plumbers and fire people are so annoying. You're going to retire with a lot of money in your bank account. Chill out about each other.
Seriously.
No, you know, but I know exactly what you're saying. In the idea that if the phrase that not everything is black and white has so much more depth and meaning than just something on the surface. Not everything is black and white. Things are multicultural now. I mean, they always have been, but we're becoming more hyper aware of that, which is kind of a good thing. You're like, yo, things aren't just... A or B. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of elements to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the one thing that I'm the super boring person who doesn't really do all that much. So one of the thoughts that I've had is that we are all now more than ever sharing our opinions publicly constantly.
Yeah.
And that's the point. You're like, my opinion... I have to tell everyone my opinion on all subjects all the time.
Right.
And we're just doing this constantly. And I feel for myself, I'm sure I have tons of opinions, but I don't know that I need to be another person being like, this is my opinion about this thing that happened. As soon as you have too many people doing that, no one's listening to anyone. No one's listening sure. to any opinion.
The only reason that your opinion does count is if it's funny or entertaining.
Yeah,
to me.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
If you have a good spin on it, then it's very funny.
Absolutely.
You know, like I have a bunch of jokes right now that I talk about Trump, and I don't do the typical thing where people are shitting on Trump. I think it's very like almost too easy now for a comedian to be like fucking Trump, and people are like, I know. I like to take a different angle, a different spin on it, like taking the same subject, but not shitting on Trump, but shitting on something connected to why people are mad. Mm-hmm. So that, mm-hmm. too, if you can do that, then it's more fun. Then it kind of relieves the pressure of how nonsense this whole thing is. Mm-hmm. And of the course. Truth is, we're all going to die. You sooner than you think. We actually have a gunman outside that is going to shoot you the moment that you leave.
Oh, I can see him.
Yeah. And his name is Mark. You want to wave to him? Go ahead and wave.
Hey, Mark.
That will be the last wave you ever wove. And there's another one. Yeah. What was that?
I was going to say he's got a sweet scope.
Oh, he's got a scope. Yeah, dude, yeah. We got the upgraded version for you. We wanted to hit you right in the heart. We wanted didn't want you to suffer.
Sweet.
So we wanted you to. But anyway, yeah, there's a lot of bullshit happening in the world. I am happy that you are finding a new version of you, if that means anything, with music, because many people in the comedy community didn't think that you were funny. And I agreed with most, mm-hmm. almost all of them. They would say, you're friends with John LaJoie, and I'd go, not really. He's, but dude, honestly, I don't want to fucking suck your dick again, but I will, because I've heard it's thin, but you make great fucking music. Well, I'm sorry, man. It's nice. Great that's fucking music.
Nice. I'm so curious when we, like, what, because I was so...
You were Hollywood?
Green, and so...
You were really Hollywood when we met.
Really Hollywood.
You wouldn't shake my hand. Do you remember that?
I don't know. You know what I think happened when we met? I know that was a joke.
That was a joke.
I think I really started liking you after the first time that we met, because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but were we managed by the same person?
We were for a short amount of time.
Yes, yes. Okay.
By the way, that's a great, incredible transition to talk about. I was reminded the other day, our old management company's manager, the head of the company, mm-hmm. We were managed by the same team, by the way, not the same guy, but same place.
Right.
But he was married to the fucking princess of, or wait, no, she, is she the princess or what is she?
Duchess.
No, Duchess. Sorry.
Yeah.
The Duchess of, how do they pick that? Anyway, she's Meghan fucking Markle was married to your old manager. I thought that was she used to be like a Deal or No Deal girl. She was a briefcase girl. And then she was on USA's Suits. This is your fucking Duchess? Holy fucking shit, England. She was married to him for like a short amount of time.
Yes.
And I'll say it, it's my podcast.
No, not a short amount of time.
Oh, was it?
Well, they were together for a long time. I don't talk about this.
I'm going to talk about it.
It's like the weirdest
I'm going to talk about it. It's the weirdest thing ever. Well, are you so cool with him?
Yeah, we're not, but yes, we're...
Him and, you know, well, because him and I are very cool.
He's the best.
He's a good dude. He was heartbroken by this girl, Meghan fucking Markle, who was in love with. Isn't that crazy? He was in love with that girl. I say that in the sense of like, divorce was a surprise. I mean it like that. Not like they got married, of course they're in love.
Yes.
No, it wasn't like bridge over troubled water. It was like, wow, this relationship must be fucking amazing. He is... so deeply in love with this woman. And then like 3 months later, after he was talking to me one day, I had heard that it was all over. I was like, what am I missing something? Mm-hmm. I thought this marriage was like on high. I thought this was like the beginning of everything. And she, I don't know if there's a rumor or if it's true, but she dated somebody from her TV show, which sounds like that's what an actor does. You know what I mean? You leave someone for somebody on your show. Stuff. You don't know that stuff?
Nah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'm wrong.
I don't know
wrong.
Much about it. All I know was it ended. And then maybe, I don't know how long after, I was at Gelson's grocery store. And
she was bagging? She was bagging. Paper or plastic?
She was.
Megan?
But then 6 months later... Hey, so I heard things. Paper, please.
Paper. But could you double bag it? Last time she didn't double bag. Your man didn't double bag.
So I was standing in line and I see, you know, her picture. And I've hung out with her a bunch.
Yeah.
Like a bunch.
Yeah.
And my brothers, who I love my brothers, but Josh and Jason, shout out.
More Jason than Josh, but go ahead.
we would do shows, and one in particular, she was there, and they were like my brothers, wasted brothers. Jason and Josh are like teaching her French sentences, and she's being very nice. Mm-hmm. But like my bros, especially back then, blackout drunk, just being silly with her. That's their claim to fame now. So I'm standing there and I see the picture and then I see what they're talking about and I go, what? And I grab the magazine and I read it with the little blurb. And I was like, at that moment I realized that we are in a simulation.
Yeah.
And what I felt, and I'm not joking, I felt like when Truman, if you remember the Truman Show,
one of my favorite movies,
his dad shows up.
Yes.
And it's like, wait, my dad?
Yeah.
I basically was like, oh, the programmers of the Matrix fucked up.
Yeah, they
messed
up.
And used the same avatar for like some magazine no one's going to notice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was standing there and I was like, Megan, and they were like, fuck, you used the same avatar. It's like some stupid magazine we need to put a face on the cover. And so they had to go through with it. Because I saw it.
Wow.
And I'm the center of the universe in this.
You really believe
in
that?
The Matrix. 40% of me believes that wow. was the sign of the Matrix. I'm
so,
like,
so you think I'm probably involved?
100%. You're like the buddy in.
I'm the redheaded buddy.
He's the redheaded
guy.
In Truman Show.
I take you to the edge and we go hit golf balls. I'm like, Truman, you don't want to go to fucking Fiji.
Yeah.
It's so far.
I know, but I do.
No, but John, you don't want to go. That's such a, what a trip. And what about your job? You're doing so great at your work.
You should just stop it with music. Go back to comedy.
Go back to comedy. Music is going to get you nowhere.
That's my Fiji.
That feels like a simulation.
It's the craziest thing. Like, you know, we live in the crazy town where you run into crazy people and you're like, oh shit, you're the guy from the thing. What? We're in the same room. That was the weirdest. And that wasn't the same thing, but I was like, that's. This is, and then when all the other stuff happened, I was like, this.
Holy
is,
shit. Yeah.
And I pull up my emails to make sure that I didn't hallucinate it. And
right.
I was like, no, she, you know, the dentist, she recommended it. I needed a dentist.
She recommended a dentist.
She recommended
Would
a
she
dentist.
Talk to you now or no? Isn't that so fucking disgusting though?
No, I don't know. She'd be like, oh shit, how are you? I don't want to say she would.
No, but
she
reaction,
was very nice.
Your reaction was correct.
A lot. Well.
She wouldn't. You're a commoner. You're a piece of shit commoner. You live in a commoner neighborhood. You live a common man's life. You eat sockeye tuna out of the can. She's the Duchess, you fucking poor loser. Think about, but your reaction is right.
I do eat salmon out of the can.
But isn't it gross that we automatically go, she won't talk to me anymore?
Well, only because I don't feel like anyone would let her. Like, I feel like she's protected.
That's
now.
The most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
Sure. Well, it's insane. It's
to
all
be
insanity.
A part of the, so being a part of the royal family. Let's get into that. You want to talk about another thing I can't stand? Being a part of the royal family to me is the same as wanting to be president. The same thing. It's egomaniacal. It must be driven by everything but real love. You're telling me you can't be in love? No, I really don't believe it because there's so much going on there that's deeper than just a organic relationship. I don't think you could get into that cleanly. Because she knows who he is. She knows the lineage, you know, the heritage, the history. You know so many things about that stuff. I just don't think any of that could have honest weight to it as far as love goes. I'm wrong. People are going to be like, you're an idiot. Fuck you. Fine. I don't care. I also inherently don't like the British family anyway. You fucking Canada, they still got Queen fucking Elizabeth on their money.
Mm-hmm,
you guys are you idiots.
My wife.
She has nothing to do with you guys.
In here. We pour whiskey.
Whiskey Ginger is also brought to you by ExpressVPN. Look, man, if you're on the internet, you know you're probably getting snooped on or spied on. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This is real stuff. People are gobbling up your data. People are stealing information. Just look at what happened with Facebook. Weird stuff's going on, and we don't know what's really going down. So I don't really go online unless it's with ExpressVPN, and you shouldn't either. That's real, dude. ExpressVPN is going to keep you nice and safe and protected. It's powerful encryption protection to secure your data. This is no joke, man. You don't want to get hacked and have some nudes leak out to the internet. That is a no-go unless you're sporting something heavy like John Hamm or something. But not me over here. I got a small little dingus, so I can't have that happening. Now it's time to stop the hackers, dude. Big brother, internet companies, they're grabbing and snatching up your data. It's not chill. It's not okay. Take back your online privacy. Do what I did, for real. I use ExpressVPN. It's legit, man. Protect your online activity. It's all we've got left. We're on the internet constantly. You have to protect yourself. Go ahead and get out. Go ahead and get 3 months free. If you go to expressvpn.com/whiskey, that's expressvpn.com/whiskey. And you're going to get yourself 3 months for free with a 1 year package. So go there, protect yourself, baby.
In here, we pour whiskey.
No, and my wife is American, and she, when she first went to Canada to visit my family, it kind of hit her. She looked at the money, and I don't think she had like fully digested the fact that we did not have a war of independence.
Right.
And she said, why are there crowns everywhere? Why is the queen on your money? And, you know, because we didn't fight the War of Independence, it was just Confederation and all that stuff. And she lost her mind.
I love your wife.
She's like, you got a bunch of pussies.
You are.
Yeah.
Canada, this whole idea. But here's the thing.
She's
you're
like,
not
America.
But you're independent from you. There is no British colonization rule there. There's no fucking. No, British has. The British government has no rule over.
No, exactly. Well, it's almost worse that it's symbolic.
Yeah, it's more.
Why are
it's
we
more
maintaining
disgusting.
This symbol?
It's disgusting. Like, it's this dude. It's disgusting to me. To yeah. praise the Queen is so weird to me. The fact that Brits do it, and I have a lot of British friends. They can't even explain it. It doesn't make sense. They're the Kardashians.
Yeah.
There is literally no weight to them, right?
Do nothing.
Well, they do a lot of philanthropic work. Well, I'll give them that, right?
Yeah.
So if you do a lot of good for the community because you're a philanthropist, because they give money away, they help with in
yeah,
the community.
Yeah, they do that because they don't have jobs.
That's right. That's right.
They don't do. If you didn't have anything to do and you couldn't be a comedian because you're a
I would
royal,
just give money away.
You'd have to maintain the image or
but I mean, that's,
do things. You have to do something.
Yeah, you do. But I have to give them a little credit because they are contributing to society in one way or the other. It's kind of like
sure.
Me and my buddy James had a discussion a week ago about the same thing. When somebody donates a lot of money and they go, yeah, but it fucking gave them a tax break. It's like, sure, but something good came out of that. Do you know what I mean? When they go, you have to give it away. It's like, well, yeah, but thank God they fucking did.
Well, then you go down that philosophical rabbit hole where any good deed makes you feel good. And
it's all for
all
us.
Selfish.
It is.
It's all selfish. And like, sure, but that's better than
not
feeling,
doing it.
Feeling good about doing something shitty or feeling shitty about doing something shitty.
Totally.
How about do something good and feel good about it? Great. It's selfish.
And brag
fine.
On a podcast. I gave $50,000 to child cancer. But I just feel like one of those things. No. But the truth is, I want your perspective because I've talked too fucking much. But the reason the British family, that whole thing bothers me. And I want to know your perspective because you grew up with it. Like, did you grow up like...
There's an interesting.
Did they symbolize? Did they raise up the British family? Like, are they like kind of symbols of like, truth and hope? And all that
My family was more Jesus is important, and then the Queen, she was around because she's our Queen. But I will say in Quebec, people have always been. Certain people, particularly on the French side, completely oppose to the Queen being involved in
so Quebecians
anything.
Say fuck you.
Yes, Quebecians.
Can I tell you something right now? The Quebecois?
Yeah.
I love you for that. You fucking cool motherfuckers. You stand on your own feet, you fucking French-speaking sexy bitches. I'll be in Montreal next week, by the way. That being said, come out and see me do live stand-up comedy. And I'm doing a live Whiskey Ginger podcast.
And you're doing a whole set in French, too.
Two
like
sets
Eddie
in French.
Izzard.
Gadda Malah has been working with me for, I don't know, hours on it.
Right.
We've never met once. But no, shout out to the fucking Quebecois. That is dope as fuck, by the way.
Where's your show at Just for Laughs?
I'm doing two at the Mainline Theater, and then I'm doing a live Whiskey Ginger podcast with me, Bobby Lee, and Black Thought of the Roots, which is fucking...
Oh, that's going to be good.
I will have talked about it at the beginning of this podcast when I did the pre-plugs, but, you know, I'm looping it again.
Can I get friends of
Nobody
Meghan Markle, Jason, and Josh some tickets?
Okay. No.
Okay.
Look at me in the face.
Uh-huh.
No. No. Okay, so go on. I'm proud that a lot of Quebecians were like, fuck that shit. I'm not bowing down to this fucking woman that I owe nothing to.
Sure. Oh, I mean, we had two referendums, 1980 and then 1995, where the whole question in Quebec was, should we not be a part of Canada? Mm-hmm. Vaguely speaking, the question was a little more common, a little bit of a Brexit situation. Mm.
That didn't go so good for them, huh?
No. And I guess similar, but I don't want to compare the two. Very different.
Sure.
But that is a whole philosophy. Growing up as a... It's weird because I grew up speaking English, and then I went to a French elementary school, and then went to an English high school. So by the time the referendum was coming around, I was more of an English Canadian dude than a French Quebecois dude, even though my dad's French Quebecois. But my dad's not political at all. So during the referendum, we were all like, yeah, no. Like, fuck you. There was no... Right. And the other side was so wrong and crazy and awful and these weird fascists and all that stuff. And I was also 15, so I didn't know anything about anything. And I wasn't involved. I was just like, it came very close. It was a 49 point something to
50. Damn, that is close.
Yeah. It was extremely close. But no to succession.
Sure.
One.
Yeah, you're still part of Canada.
So we're still in Canada. And then, but then later on, I went to theater school and then Bragg. Shakespeare, Samuel Beckett, Sam Shepard, you know, all the...
Did all the vaginas just get wet when he said that? Brag. Stuff.
Just a theater.
Theater school, every chick is like, oh God. Did you also play an instrument?
It was a public college. And then, so I worked at Blockbuster for a while, but then I got a role on a French Canadian TV show and I was just surrounded by French... really intelligent French artists, interesting, fascinating people.
Yeah.
And all of them had voted yes in 1995. And so it was one of those first experiences for me to really understand that there can be two really different point of views and philosophies and ideas in the same, like, you know, in the
getting
same
along,
place.
Yeah, working together.
Arguably.
You're working on the same show, right? That's what I'm saying.
Physically working together. Absolutely.
This is my point about American culture that we're missing is like, you're a Democrat, they're a Republican. We can still be human together. Just because you disagree with someone's fundamental political values doesn't mean we have to hate each other as people.
And this is the Canadian me, a Canadian in me, the kindness. Guys, girls, men, women, let's just be nice. Mm. Be nice. Mm. That
it's a big start.
That covers everything.
Yeah, we're nowhere near
that
right
now. And then let's talk.
Yeah,
the meanness. I mean, I'm a pretty sensitive. I have no opinions except I hear opinions and I say that's mean. Phrasing it like that? How are you expressing your point of view with all that meanness, sir? Mm. Usually, and then on both sides. You're like, why?
Why the hate?
Can we just be nice?
Yeah, that sounds like a bitch-ass Canadian perspective.
It is a
Canadian
thing.
You heard it here from that soft-ass piece of shit, John Lajoie, who cried in his car in my driveway for 25 minutes before we came in. No, but truthfully, you're right.
Kindness
goes a long way.
Kindness.
But that's a Canadian thing. We're not like that. Sorry. Oh. People say sorry a lot up there. Sorry. Nobody says sorry.
People laugh at me when I say Super Mario Brothers.
Oh boy,
Super Mario Brothers.
And you know it's Mario.
Well,
look at me, and you know it's Mario. Can I show you something?
Yeah.
This is incredible. This literally came today. So keep talking. Keep talking to the mic. Tell them something interesting while I grab this. Do it. Keep talking.
Super Mario Brothers pasta. Avocado is how my family says it. My mom, this is not a Canadian thing. She says quinoa for quinoa.
No, that's not right.
No, and that's not a Canadian thing.
Keep talking. I'm getting
it. Go get it, dude. It's fine.
Keep talking.
Hi. Fuck, he's a piece of shit, isn't he? Oh, it's so nice to be away from him for a second. Fuck, he just talks and thinks he's funny. Oh, right? He's just... Oh, Andrew's just the best.
Oh my God,
it's so fun.
Shut the fuck up?
No, I was talking about how...
All right, so this is my box cutting knife.
Yeah, I have a similar one, the bread
cutter.
This
just got shipped to me from my parents. Look at how cool this is. Get ready.
What is this?
You're going to think this is so cool, and it's so relevant. For people that don't know, I went home to Chicago for a while. My parents are once again cleaning out the home, and... I got sent this in the mail, and I couldn't be fucking more excited about it because my dad was like, we're going to throw all that shit away. You and your sister kept in the basement. You know, they like to throw stuff away.
Yep.
Okay, these are ooh. Oh my God, these are ooh. High school notes from my little sister. Look at these are notes to that. Look at fan swipe back, right punch, fan throw forward. This is codes for Mortal Kombat.
Oh, Mortal Kombat was my hold on. Was my game.
Everybody that
wait, let me see those notes, the Mortal Kombat notes.
Look at this, John.
a fucking
Super Nintendo, dog.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God. So this just got delivered to me literally today. I got a Super Nintendo and
what games? You have
Mortal
games?
Kombat. Oh yeah, my dad's got games in here.
Wait, this has got to be Mortal Kombat 2 because this is Katana.
Yeah. That's Katana's on it. That's how you
fan
know.
Fanswipe.
So there's Super WrestleMania. This Super yes. WrestleMania featuring Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage right on the cover.
Which ones? So Randy Savage. So this is around like WrestleMania 4.
4 or 5.
Yep.
This is Donkey Kong,
The power of pain are there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This was a good one.
And there's Super Mario. There's Super Mario, my friend.
Oh, look at that.
There's other games at the bottom of this.
That's incredible.
Isn't that fucking cool? My dad just sent that. How cool was this fucking remote? If everyone, how cool was the Super Nintendo remote? A, B, X, Y.
Yeah.
Tell me why. Why wasn't it Y, Z?
A, B, X, Y. I don't know. Is there a reason?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I have no idea.
I'm thinking about this off
the
top of my head.
Is there a reason why they always, one button always stopped working about it 6 months into
this it? This Y doesn't work. Yeah. I swear to God, the Y doesn't work on this, which is fucked up because Y is usually like power or speed.
So wait, let me see where Y is. Show me the remote.
Top right. You know that, baby. Y is right there.
That's top left. Close. But so that's...
Oh, shit, it is.
That's high punch in
Mortal Kombat. High punch. Yeah, so, I know.
Yeah, not much you can do with
how
that
happy
high
am
punch.
I to get this in the mail?
Oh, that's exciting, dude.
Yeah, we're going to play this. Look at this.
Round one, fight.
Who's chewed on that? A dog or a human?
Human, for
I
sure.
I don't know. I don't know. That's the best part about stuff from your parents' house. Who fucked it up? Dog or a human?
Wait, hold on. This is so exciting. So
if there's
this
anything
is
personal
all...
about my little sister in there, please don't read it because she'll
Katana.
Be so sad. Because she
this
listens
a picture
to...
of her pussy?
What's that?
Is that a picture of her vagina?
Oh, it is.
Okay.
Oh, show the people that.
Hi, Fire, obviously, Liu Kang. Come on. Flying Kick. This is all Liu Kang stuff. I love this.
This is Liu Kang stuff? Yeah.
I'm not... played it in so long, but it was I
what else is that other
so
stuff is
much.
It is that diary stuff.
Oh, this is all Mortal Kombat. Look at this. Raiden. Yeah, Mortal Kombat 2, Raiden.
This is all Raiden stuff.
Oh, Reptile.
Ooh.
Back down, low punch, and that was his finisher.
How cool was this that you could print stuff off the internet and take it downstairs? And how excited was this piece of paper to get downstairs?
This is like your iPhone. Just know this,
yeah,
kids
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, how do I do this thing in this video game? We used to have to go onto a computer, print it out somehow, and then you'd share it to you with your friends who didn't have computers.
Yeah.
And everyone would be like, what? Because before computers, you had to go get the magazines.
That was a big deal.
Game.
That was a big deal. The video magazines was a huge deal.
Oh, you got all of them right here.
She's got all the codes.
Here's the finish gems. Yeah, these are great. Baraka.
Baraka. Love some Baraka in my blood, baby.
Anyway, I'm going
to... Who's your favorite Mortal Kombat character to play?
It's not about favorite. It's about who's best to play with in Scorpion. I don't know that he was my favorite.
Scorpion was by far the most... Yeah.
In Mortal Kombat 2.
So I'm Sub-Zero for sure.
Oh, Sub-Zero. Sub-Zero. A good one.
Yeah, I love freezing the floor and... I love bringing you to me.
I
that
felt
was my
like
favorite
that
thing.
Was like a... And an annoyingly
if say
pretentious.
Cheat, if you say cheat,
no,
I'm
there's
fuck
no
you up.
Cheats. Okay, there's no good. Cheats. The grabbing. Did you ever do that? You can't grab. You can't just walk.
Can't
up
just
to
walk
the guy
and grab.
Blocking
yeah.
and grab. That was like a big deal, and you were like a real asshole.
You know what that's like? What? That's like no spinsies in foosball. You know, people that spin, they spin the guy.
I don't know foosball.
You don't do foosball?
I mean, I like it. I just
bring out the foosball table, Mike, my assistant. So you're Scorpion. I'm Sub-Zero.
Yeah. I'm going to wait for you to jump on me so I could high punch you and then do the get over here thing and then I'll whack you.
So,
or I will high punch you, do the appear on the other side thing, and that'll be a whoopsie. Combo.
Yeah.
No. Oh, that guy. Yeah, that guy will show up. You got to press start.
Yeah. Whoopsie. Yeah. Yeah. Whoopsie. Whoopsie.
Start,
whoopsie,
start,
whoopsie,
start, start.
Whoopsie,
and then
whoopsie.
It would do what would happen when... Oh, right. In Mortal Kombat 2, it would do that when you would do a combo and stuff. But he would show up. Remember that guy would show up
totally.
In the corner? And what would you... You'd press start and something would happen. There was something special. It may have just been in the arcade. I can't
you know
remember.
What? You could file a sexual assault case on him as soon as you press start and select at the same time. Whoopsie! Prison time! Me too! Me too! Me too! He pops in. Me too! So I would freeze the floor. Yeah. I love that sound. Dude, here's the toughest guys in the world, like the toughest characters yeah. they've made. And then when you make them go on ice, they go like a banana pratfall out of a yeah. fucking yeah. Abbott and Costello. No, but I loved so freezing because it was such people that when you got speared by Scorpion, you yeah. were like, fuck.
Yeah, it's the worst.
But when you got frozen, you were like, oh, come. It was way more yeah. frustrating.
It was.
It was it just was. Like, no, and I'm fucking stuck and you can just, and I would jump on the other side of you because yeah. you're facing one way
yeah.
and fuck you up from the back, bitch. That was my shit.
Oh, so good.
I was that guy. I can't wait to play that.
That's like
that to me is.
But on Super Nintendo, so I not by choice. We had Sega Genesis, and ooh. We were not the kind of family.
Take a fucking walk.
I know, and we could not have both. We just could not afford that.
We're the same family though. We had to pick. It was like a Nintendo or you get Sega.
You picked well for the most part.
No, because my buddy got Sega CD. I remember that, and I was like, bad that move, was
a bad choice.
Sega Genesis, Sega CD, Sega. There was one more.
There was like the 32X.
Yeah, or whatever that was. Sega had one more system and they had a couple of games.
Oh, right. No, Sega CD, I felt like I was around for that. There was maybe something else.
Because we had Nintendo, Super Nintendo, they had Nintendo the Game 64.
Gear. Was Sega Game Gear?
No, Game Gear was Game Gear, Sega, Game Boy was Nintendo.
Right. But all that to say, like, I. Because I'm so old, arcades is where I would play Mortal Kombat and spend all my time and money. And then when it hit these systems, I remember seeing it in like a consumer. Do you have consumer catalogs here?
It's yeah, like a, but we don't really talk about it.
Okay, like in like a Sears catalog or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, we had those. Yeah, we have Sears catalogs.
Okay. And you would see like the video games coming out in like months from now, oh. and the image of Mortal Kombat was there, and my heart. Was just like, at some point I will be able to sit here and not feed quarters into a machine,
yep.
not play strangers. I'll be able to sit here and play and make it all the way to Goro, I guess, for the first one, and Shang Tsung.
Shang Tsung Shang Tsung was so good.
Who is the Goro of the Kintaro?
Kintaro
wins. None of this is interesting to anyone.
No, it is. People that are video game kids of our generation. How old are you?
38.
Yeah, we're almost the same age. Zone, yeah. Right, we're in the same.
Yeah.
I used to save quarters and go to this ice arena that had an arcade there at a hockey rink.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had a huge arcade in the middle of the two
rinks.
That's
so Canadian.
I know.
That's
isn't that so fucking, isn't that weird? So well, Midwest, same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Chicago is still. We're close enough to Canada. We have a lot. When I started to meet Canadians, I was like, oh, these are just my uncles and aunts that live up mm-hmm. north. It's mm-hmm. the same deal. Michigan,
same
especially.
Same attitude.
But I used to, here's what I do. We live near a golf course when I moved to the suburbs of Chicago, and we put up chicken wire in the river, and it would collect golf balls. We'd wash them in the slop sink in our laundry room and go to the 13th hole, or well, 13th now. I think back then it was the whatever, 6th or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, we'd sell them for a dollar a ball and we'd take that, go get change, go to the fucking arcade and I'd have like, if I had $6 in quarters, you were like, I'm a fucking billionaire. Get ready, dude. I'm going to play
for so long.
6 hours. I'll be at this fucking, yeah. I'll be here. Yeah. And by the way, I'm going to skip lunch and dinner. Those days were so yeah. fucking passion fueled yeah. that you were, so when you got it at home, it was a little spoiled and it was not as fun because going yes. to the arcade, physically meeting up with people there, and also the things that existed there, the relationships, the girl crushes, the guy that you didn't like who was better at you than one game,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
that you were like, fuck that guy. He beats me a Street Fighter yep. every time.
Well, I'll tell you one of the big moments for me as probably, I think I was in grade 8, so probably.
We say 8th grade here, you fucking Canadian.
Yeah, sorry.
I was in grade 4, eh?
I was in grade 8 eating my pasta, and playing Super Mario.
Super Mario.
Everyone laughs when I say they can't. Fucking help it. I'm like, that's just how we say it. And I go home now and I laugh at my brothers when they say it.
go,
it's not that, you idiot. But so I started hanging out with this cool kid. I'm a very
not cool kid.
Not cool Christian household, mm-hmm. not allowed to do anything. But somehow I would sneak, and I had a friend who, he would steal tons of money from his parents.
I'm your friend. That's me. I'm that friend.
He would just steal from his parents.
I'm that guy.
And so we'd go to arcades. Mm-hmm. And so I would get a little, like good enough at Mortal Kombat 2. And we played a lot for free because, again, he stole from his hardworking parents who did not have, like,
a lot of
good
money.
Jobs.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, it's so sad. That's in hindsight, so sad. It's sad. I'm laughing because it is also funny.
You're like, they all died of starvation. They couldn't afford to live. But also very funny back then.
But so anyway, so that happens. And so I'm this shy, little quiet kid. And I start hanging out with my best friend at the time, Nathan Fullerton, a delinquent, like a real bad. It's suspended from school constantly.
Fuck
and
yeah.
I loved that because I wasn't allowed to do anything.
Right.
I would get in trouble for just whatever. And so I finally convinced my mom to sleep over at Nathan's. She had to call his mom.
Oh, yeah.
His mom was cool, played it cool. And first cigarettes I smoked, first weed I smoked, all with Nathan, all at like 13.
I love that
and
guy.
I loved it.
Love
he's
Nathan.
The best.
Shout
you
out to Nathan.
You need that guy.
Yeah.
And then his friends, like all of them, like Metallica. I wasn't allowed to do any of that stuff. Wasn't allowed to listen to any cool music whatsoever. But they were all in it and were able to do it. And overwhelmed parents who just could not watch over them anymore.
Right. They were
so
done.
We were allowed to do whatever we wanted. Went if you, if my mom agreed to allow me to sleep over, and the freedom I felt when they would get off the phone and be like, okay, you're sleeping here tonight. Yeah,
yes.
Motherfucker, pool hall, let's go. And at this small pool hall, they had one new Mortal Kombat 2 machine. It just arrived, and there was one, like the older kid with like the cigarette pack and like the cartoon.
What is it, like the 50s? You grew up in 56. He had wrapped up sleeves. He's driving.
French Canadians are a little behind.
Okay.
Yes. He Buddy Holly t-shirt. He was playing and he was just beating everyone and all these cool kids. And they're like, yeah, whatever. And Little Shy John puts his quarter on the fucking machine.
This is you. Is you.
Little Shy John, who's there with Nathan. And they all know him. He's like the younger delinquent kid, and he's around. He's all right. He smokes cigarettes. All right, cool. And I put my little quarter on there, and I'm waiting. And, you know, this guy's beating everyone. And I slowly, eventually it's my turn, and I grab the quarter, and I put the quarter in, and we start playing. I choose Baraka. This is how, like, this memory Baraka is just engraved in my mind.
No, I like it.
I was on the right-hand side. That's how much I remember this.
Okay.
He's over here, and we're playing, and I beat him the first match. I'm doing a lot of the back, low punch thing that really makes him
people
lose a lot of power.
People fucking hated that shit.
They hated that shit, dude. Yeah, Baraka, yeah, had to be really annoying because he didn't have many good powers. He had he shot some spark, and then he also would slice you, and none of it was interesting. And
it's kind of like a Street Fighter had Dhalsim with the arms, you know?
Yes.
Same kind of thing.
Very similar. And so he beats me to second. Yeah, it's a 2 out of 3, if you guys don't know. And then third round, round three, fight.
Round three.
It's like this nail biter back and forth. And
is everybody watching, by the way?
That's the whole thing.
Fuck.
Everyone's watching. And eventually, I jump kick him, and he tries to high punch me, but you can't really do that to Baraka because his jump kick will fuck up any high punch.
Yep.
And so he dies. Finish him. I had just looked at the magazine, and I had never done the finish him. And you get so nervous
because
you have like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I walk up to him, front, down, front, low punch. Doom, doom, doom. Lifts him up. The guy's body, you know, whatever that finish him
slides
was.
Slides down the
spears. Basically Wolverine.
Yeah.
Baraka
was Wolverine.
And that... I've been chasing that high the rest of my life.
And you'll never get it. You'll never get it. That's it.
Ever.
That's the
beauty. Nothing is that intense as when you're a kid, you know. And that was so important. And in hindsight, you're like, Just a bunch of people like it. Means some nothing. One rando ass. Yeah,
it was 25 cents.
Means nothing. And then he put a quarter, because you win, you get to stay. He put a quarter and kicked my ass.
Yeah. Then he's like, that's it, little shy John. Yeah. Fucked you up.
That was my moment. Have you seen, do you know anything about like AlphaGo and like the game of Go, the artificial intelligence created by Google that beat the best player of the game Go? And it was like this big event.
Oh, yes.
Great. This is a great documentary. I just put AlphaGo in YouTube. But there's this one moment, because he gets his ass kicked, and he's the best in the world, and no one thinks that an artificial intelligence can play Go, let alone beat the best human player, because the assumption is it involves so much human instinct and all that stuff. And he gets his ass kicked. Game 3, ass kicked. Game 4... he's got nothing to lose, and it's such a nail biter. You're watching this guy, and this guy whose entire identity is Go, and he's playing a machine, and this thing keeps beating him with cameras and the whole world watching. It was a big deal in China, and there's this one moment where he puts I don't even know how Go works, but he puts one of the little things down on the board, and everyone goes, "That's a weird move." Huh. And there's like this pause, and then the artificial intelligence puts its the thing is on the board, and it's a weird move. Like, it fucked up the artificial intelligence because it was so unpredictable, and so it goes back and forth, and that guy wins that one game against AlphaGo, and it is this huge moment for humanity.
Yeah.
And it's just, I got teary-eyed watching it because this poor guy, he's the best in the world.
In the world.
And some assholes at Google created this fucking machine or algorithm that's way better than he is at doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be the rest of the world, by the way, for everything.
I can't wait to die before that all happens. Years. I want to be dead before that happens.
But there's that moment, and that's me playing Mortal Kombat against that like 14-year-old.
That kid.
That's my moment. Just walking away.
You had your one
and I got my ass kicked. I didn't give a fuck. I went and grabbed a cigarette, smoked it, probably got sick, puked all over myself.
Your mom, you call home, your mom's like, "You smell like smoke." You're like, "I beat you know who."
That French Canadian.
That French Canadian cunt.
With this fucking Slayer t-shirt. I beat him.
Well, we'll be chasing that high for the rest of our lives. Yeah. And however we get it, we'll keep getting it. And I'm glad you shared that with me. That's like one of those things that'll stick with me forever. When I'm playing this, reading my little sister's notes, I'm gonna think about you.
That's very sweet.
I wish you toured. I know you're not touring, but plug some stuff up so people know where to get your shit.
Well, so Wolfie's Just Fine. If you go on YouTube, actually, like, I wrote and directed, co-directed with Brandon Dermer. Yep. A lot of there are three Wolfie's Just Fine music videos. I'd say start there. The music videos are interesting, and if you like the music, then go listen to it wherever you listen to music. But start there, because even if you're like, "Oh boy, this really sucks," you'll have something to look at.
The music videos are fucking amazing.
Well,
I'm not going to give anything away, but they're so good. So go look at that. Go to Wolfie's Just Fine.
A New Beginning is where I would start with the video. So my other job that I now have is I write music for movies and like family movies.
Yeah,
we didn't talk about that. So in the Lego Movie 2, which I think 8 people saw that when it came out. But
8? That's it?
No, I mean it did pretty well. But right now, no one's going to the
theaters. I think
19
saw.
Yeah, no one's going to the theaters right now. But anyway, I'm very proud of that. Worked with some amazing people on that movie. It worked with, Tiffany Haddish?
Yeah.
So I wrote, long story short, half of it is like a musical. Mm-hmm. And they hired me to write the songs in the musical portion of the
Lego
movie.
Of Lego 2.
And Tiffany Haddish sings some of them. Will Arnett's in there, and like it's just like super fun, crazy, self-aware. If you've seen the first Lego movie, it's that stuff.
It's really great. Those guys did a great job of making something like very funny and cutting for adults as well as for young people.
Correct. So that, and then I'm working on a few other. I'm actually right now. I'll say this to you. Because I don't do much. And yeah. Part of it is my choice. Some of it is really not. Where once in a while, there's this really interesting project. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go up for that. And my agent's like, thank God. And I go up and I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like that. They're I'm like, not
you're
saying
terrible.
Not.
Yeah. You're never going to get this. You're bad.
Auditions are the worst.
They're bullshit. They're bullshit. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Not a testament to know how good I'm going to be at a thing by letting me do it once in a room in front of three people. Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly.
That has nothing to do with how I'm going to perform.
Also, I'm not super good. So right now I'm doing this little family. I mean, it makes me so happy. I play a dad, two girls. I have two girls and it's about like a unicorn. It's like one of those 90s family movies. And I could not be happier.
Is it Lifetime? What is it? What is it? What kind of movie? I mean,
I don't think I can say what
Indie?
It is.
Oh, you can't say.
No, there's like a, it's like a studio-y thing.
Okay, I get it. Like, Adam Sandler movie. I get it.
But it's like the best, and it's not cool.
It's not cool. So it's perfect for you.
And I'm, yeah. But I'm so happy. Anyway, so that, well, I'm glad those are a few things.
Well, no, that's good. I'm glad you're finding new avenues of things that make, we all have to keep changing. I talked about this a week ago with a friend. We all have to keep changing and shifting who we are to our audience and to ourselves. Otherwise, it's going to be sad and we're all going to die. And on that note, please don't die. Please come back.
And I do, before
please
we say
keep
goodbye,
listening and watching.
I do want to say that, like, I genuinely mean that. Like, I've said that for like 10 years since I met you. I'm like, you are one of the funniest people in the world.
Thank you.
And when I met you 10 years ago, I was like, well, it's going to be a matter of time. This guy's going to be.
And it's taken a lot of time, and we're still not there. And thanks for bringing that up, John. I'm going to kill myself right after this podcast. No, I appreciate that, dude. That's fucking incredible. It has been
and a good
it's been
a,
it's
like,
been a great
real.
Journey for us together. I'm glad I've watched you do your thing, and we've gone in our separate ways. We've reconnected a few times, and that's, I think, the beauty of this game is you keep bouncing. Good people you'll keep running into. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Bad people tend to get fucked off. Are you still, you're still buddies with Harvey Weinstein after all that stuff, or no?
He never did any of that stuff to me.
What a perfect out. Thank you, John Lajoie, for coming in today. You guys, I'll put all his shit in the description so you can link to that stuff. Spread the word. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Whisk. You're that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy ginger.
Like that. The ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers are hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.